Hey, it's the Ryan Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-13 in Jacksonville to go to 2-0 on the season. Thought this game was a little interesting from the standpoint of we got off to a slow start, it seemed like. Our defense allowed that first touchdown drive by the Jaguars, and then we kind of seemed to kind of figure everything out. Go, okay, wait a minute, let's play up to our level. Basically, came back and started making the plays we needed to play. Teddy Bridgewater had another great day. He was a little flat there in the first quarter. Other than that, though, you know, started making the plays when we needed to. I think Pat Shurmur got his feet under him, especially in the second half. And the Broncos beat the Jags, which we should have beat the Jags. We were the better team. Trevor Lawrence may be a quarterback to worry about down the road, but he is still learning clearly right now. Obviously, Kareem Jackson and Patrick Surtain both with interceptions today. Really nice to see both of them, especially Surtain get his first NFL interception. Funny, he got it in his second game. So did his dad when he was with the Dolphins. Got his first regular season interception in his second game. So like father, like son, I guess. And it wasn't the cleanest game. You know, actually, we had some penalties. There were some sloppy moments. You know, I think there are some fans out there that thought we should have blown them out a little earlier. But hey, you know what? A win is a win in the NFL. And Teddy Bridgewater, over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns again today. And how nice is it to have Cortland Sutton back? I mean, my goodness. He was on fire. 9 catches for 159 yards. I mean, it's great to see him back making the plays. And once again, how I said Teddy Bridgewater over 300 yards, 26 of 34 for 328 and 2 touchdowns. I don't know what else you can ask out of the guy right now. He's being mobile. He's being smart with the football. He's showing, you know, ability to kind of improvise when the play breaks down. And I think in terms of all those things, a little higher once again than maybe some Bronco fans were expecting out of him, which is great to see. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is the feel-good story of the Broncos so far in 2021. And the one thing that was glaring was our special teams once again. Tom McMahon, a lot of people are not a fan of his as our special teams coach. Showed it again today. Allowed Jacksonville with the kickoff return for the touchdown. Now, yes, the players make the plays, but this has been a constant pain point, and it's not getting any better. A lot of people wanted him changed out. Didn't happen. Special teams still doesn't look that great at this point. So hopefully it's something we can clean up. And, you know, the Broncos did get their touchdowns today. You know, really, when we first got into the red zone and everything, it was a little sloppy. We ended up getting the field goal. But obviously, we ended up getting Tim Patrick involved. And then we got Noah Fant involved at the goal line again. And Tim Patrick, man, he is just a touchdown machine. I mean, you know, 2 games in, both times, Teddy finds Tim Patrick going across for the touchdown. Or I should say this game going across. More, it was a rollout by Teddy in the opener last week. So nice to see Tim Patrick really stepping up, especially with Jerry Jeudy out. And I don't know, I'm sure some of you feel the way I do. I think Jerry Judy's going to be back a lot sooner than possibly we think he may be. I think it's going to be on the lower end of that timetable than the higher end. Time will tell. One other thing we got to get working on, too, and we have a great 1-2 punch with Javonte Williams. That running back continues to impress me. Today he broke off a couple big runs, including the big run when he was second and long, and he was able to get us a first down. And Melvin Gordon didn't have as great of a day, 2.4 per carry. I think some of that, the defense was kind of pushing our offensive line back. I think we'll get that cleared up, cleaned up, and we'll be better running the ball moving forward. Defense, Von Miller, you know, it's nice to have Von back. 2 games in, 3 sacks. That is great to see. And You know, let's just hope the injuries today to Bradley Chubb and Josie Jewell aren't that bad, and we'll have them back sooner than later. You know, you really want to have Von Miller and Bradley Chubb on the field at the same time. And once again, it happened for part of the game today, and then it obviously ended when Chubb got injured. Let's just hope he can stay healthy when he comes back from his latest injury, and we can have both of them on the field. You have to, at this point, have a concern about Bradley Chubb. He seems to be injury-prone at this point. Vaughn's had two big injuries in his career, but other than that, he has remained relatively healthy and really, obviously, showing he's still got it last week and this week to begin the season. On offense, again, the one receiver I'd like to see more involved next week is KJ Hamler, and I think he will be. Interesting thing they said during the broadcast today, Bridgewater specifically wanted Hamler's locker moved next to his, and they've become a pretty tight-knit friendship there in terms of him kind of tutoring him and letting him know what he needs. And I think Hamler will get more involved. Obviously, there was the pass Bridgewater threw to him, and Hamler didn't swing his head around. Could have been a big play if he had. And I think he'll just continue to learn. He's obviously going to have the opportunities with Judy not in right now. And we'll see what happens next week against the Jets. You got to think, in terms of the rookie quarterbacks, I think even though Trevor Lawrence didn't have his greatest day today against the Broncos, Zach Wilson really didn't have a good day against the Patriots, and I think overall you have to say Lawrence is a little further ahead than Wilson at this point. Home opener next week against the Jets. I'm not going to call it, but I am sniffing 3-0. And what a great start to the season. Isn't it nice to be 2-0? Hopefully we go home next week, play a solid game, get to 3-0. It just feels good to start the season out this way instead of how the last few years have gone and some of the less than enthusiastic starts to the season. So a lot of positive things once again for the Broncos, and we'll see what happens next week for the home opener against the Jets. And until next time, once again, the Broncos beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to go to 2-0 on the season, 23-13. And this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.